God. We thank God that we have this opportunity. We can worship God in spirit and in truth. So tonight, I am going to be reading from Jeremiah. The book of Jeremiah is in the Old Testament, one of the prophets, and the 32nd chapter. And I'm going to skip around. I'll start at the 14th verse, but I'll be skipping around, and I'll just let you know where I am. But just to give you just a little background, this is a period of time in which the children of Israel, they were in captivity. One of the reasons they were in captivity because of just their disobedience. The Lord had delivered them out of the hands of Pharaoh, out of the Pharaoh's army, delivered the people with a strong arm, but yet they continue to go against God's word, to worship idols, and to be completely disobedient to the word of God. But in spite of all of that, God instructed Jeremiah to buy a field at Anathoth. And Jeremiah, he began to ask God, you know, the Lord, he couldn't understand it, you know, why God wanted him to still purchase this land. But nevertheless, Jeremiah obeyed God, and he purchased the field like God instructed him to do, knowing that the city was already given into the hands of the Chaldeans. But it was given to them because the children of Israel were just plain disobedient. That it was their land, their promised land, but however, they walked against the word of God. How many know that when you're not in God's will, that there are times that you find yourself in his permissive will? You're blessed, but you could have been more blessed. And therefore, we tied the hands of God. So, and as a result of the disobedience for the children of Israel, disobedience to God, they were actually reaping the anger and the wrath of God. It's a terrible thing to fall in the hands of an angry God. There is yes, he's a God of love and peace and joy and happiness, but there is a side of him that is, there is a wrath, there is an anger side, and we don't want to be on that side. But, you know, there are many people today, they say that they love the Lord with their lips, but their hearts are far from him. Some folks are walking in God's permissive will, but not his perfect will for their lives. But remember that God, the God that we serve, yes, he is a forgiving God. Yes, he's patient. He's long-suffering. Hallelujah. And he is a restorer. Hallelujah. Thank God he is. But he is also a God of a second and third and fourth chance. Many times, God will give us the opportunity to get it right with him. And we're in that process even right now. Hallelujah. Every day, his grace is sufficient. Every day, we have new mercies. But remember that the Bible says, be not deceived, as a man soweth, so shall he reap. So I just kind of gave you a little background on where Jeremiah, what's he dealing with at this point in time. So I'm going to read to you 32nd chapter, and I'll start at the 14th verse. And here is what Jeremiah, the Lord is saying to him. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, take these evidences, and evidences are deeds. That's what it means, deeds. This deed of the purchase, both which is sealed, and this deed which is open, and put them in an earthen vessel, that they may continue many days. For thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, houses and fields and vineyards shall be possessed again in this land. Yes, the children are in captivity right now, but God had told Jeremiah, I want you to put these deeds, purchase this land, and then put the deed in a safe place. He says, because in this very land, right here, he said, houses and fields and vineyards shall be possessed again in this land. God gives us opportunity after opportunity again in this land. Verse 16 says, now when I had delivered the evidence or the deed of the purchase unto Baruch, the son of Neriah. I prayed unto the Lord, this is Jeremiah now, saying, Ah, Lord God, behold, thou hast made the heaven and the earth by thy great power. And then you stretched out your arm, and there is nothing too hard for thee. Thou showest loving kindness unto thousands and recompenses the iniquity of the fathers into the bosom of their children. After them, the great, the mighty God, the Lord of hosts is his name. Praise God. Hallelujah. And see, God answers. He answers Jeremiah in response to his prayer. That Jeremiah understood that God is all, he is God, but yet he wasn't quite sure that God, you told me to purchase this land, but yet this field is in the hands of the Chaldeans. And you know, this is what God had prepared, had said to Jeremiah. In other words, in response to Jeremiah's prayer, God first established some ground rules. He told him, hallelujah, and this is in Jeremiah 32 and 27, he says, I am the Lord. I am the God over every creature. Is anything too difficult for me? My God. He says, look, Jeremiah, I am the Lord. Let me remind you who I am. And that's what we need to be reminded, who God is. Yes, we're dealing with problems. Yes, it seems like we're sometimes stressed out. Just like if you don't have any more room for any more trouble or just what. But we need to be reminded, look, stop, observe that he's still God. I am the Lord God, the God of all flesh. He said, is there anything too hard for me? And with that verse, that's what I want to talk about tonight. I will ask this question to you all. I pose this question to you. Is there anything too hard for God? Hallelujah. Think about it. Think about where you're at, what you need God to do, and the way it just seems like, you know, there is no answer, there's no way out. But yes, answer that question. Is there anything too hard for God? And the second part of that is, Lord, bless me again. Hallelujah. So when the fact that God told Jeremiah, I want you to purchase this, I want you to purchase this field, that God is going to bless him. He's going to bless the children of Israel again. He's going to do it again for them. And the same for us. Whatever it is, before God, the Lord knows what we're going through. He knows where we're at. He knows all about us. Hallelujah. Is there anything too hard for God? Is it anything too hard that he can't deliver? Is there anything too hard that God can't fix? May I remind us tonight that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Say amen to that. Hallelujah. It belongs to him. Hallelujah. We worry about, I don't have this and I don't have that. I can't seem to get ahead in this. But understand who you are in God and who God is. He is the Lord. That he owns the entire world and everything that dwells therein. See, we serve a God that makes this kind of a statement. And then you can find this in Psalm 15:10-12. He states that for every beast of the forest, that's mine. He said the cattle on a thousand hills are mine. He says, I know every bird of the mountains and everything that moves in the field. He's letting us know, yes, it's all mine. Hallelujah. Praise God. So if God has whatever that we need, all that we need is complete in God. We have what we need in him. The scripture says, know ye that the Lord, he is God. Mm-hmm. It is he that has made us and not we ourselves. See, we are his people, the scripture says, and we are the sheep of his pasture. So you know, a real shepherd takes care of the sheep. Hallelujah. He looks out for the sheep. He protects them. He keeps them from danger. And that's one thing. God is a protector. He is our shield. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God's not going to do all of those things and for us to fall by the wayside. So therefore, we can certainly answer this question. Is there anything too hard for God? What is it that you're looking for God to do? What is it that you're expecting? Hallelujah. See, for one thing, when we pray to God, we must come to him with belief and expectation. He that cometh to the Lord must believe that he is, number one, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Say amen to that. And I like the way David puts it. He says, behold, look, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. Why should we be losing sleep? When God never slumbers, he never sleeps. He watches over us. God is our protector. He is our restorer. Hallelujah. He is our refuge, and he is our strength. He is a very, very present help in the time of trouble. Glory to God. Not only that, the Lord is thy keeper. Mm-hmm. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. Praise God. I'm going to skip down on this 32nd chapter. I'm going to skip down to the 25th verse. And you'll see how God is speaking and what he's working it out for the children of Israel. See, and thou hast said unto me, O Lord God, this is Jeremiah saying this, buy thee the fields for money, and take witnesses for the city. It is given into the hand of the Chaldeans. God is speaking to Jeremiah. And then on verse 26, he says, then came the word of the Lord unto Jeremiah, saying, behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? I'm going to skip over to the verse 37. Behold, he says, I will gather them out of all countries. That's what the Lord is telling Jeremiah, what's going to happen. He said, whither I have driven them in my anger. See, I told you, God, there's an anger side. He says, and in my fury and in great wrath, and I will bring them again. Hallelujah. Say again, again, unto this place. And I will cause them to dwell safely. Hallelujah. The Lord is the one who causes each and every one of us every day to dwell in safety. Verse 38 says, and they shall be my people, and I will be their God. And I will give them one heart and one way, that they may fear me forever for the good of them and of their children after them. And listen, God is not finished yet. This is what he said in verse 40. And I will make an everlasting covenant with them, that I will not turn away from them to do them good, but I will put my fear in their hearts, and they shall not depart from me. God is a good God. Hallelujah. You know, even you and I, when we get ready to do what we do to the glory and honor of God, it's God who gives us the will to even do right, to think right, to love right. We can't do this on our own, but it is God that puts it into our heart to do the right thing. Glory to God. I don't know about you, but I'm giving God the praise. And then he makes his everlasting covenant with us, letting us know that I am the Lord thy God. Hallelujah. That I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. I'll be with you always, even to the end of the world. Hallelujah. And then verse 41 says, yea, I will rejoice over them to do them good. Thank you, Lord. He knows the plans he has toward us. And he says that I will plant them in this land assuredly with my whole heart and with my whole soul. For thus saith the Lord, like as I have brought them all this great evil upon this people, so will I bring upon them all the good that I have promised them. What has God promised you? Is there anything too hard for God to do it? Think about it. Think about his promises. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I praise God. Glory to God. And the fields, he says, it be brought in this land, whereof you say it is desolate, without man or beast, it is given into the hands of the Chaldeans. But he said, men shall buy fields for money and subscribe evidences and seal them and take witnesses in the land of Benjamin. Praise God. And whatever God said, it is going to come to pass. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. I tell you, God is an awesome God, and he is a God of promise. Hallelujah. But see, God had to remind Jeremiah that he's omnipotent. He's all-powerful. Hallelujah. Praise God. He just had to remind them because he was about to tell Jeremiah that after Judah's punishment, after that's complete, he says, then I will give them good. Glory to God. Aren't you glad that the wrath of God don't last forever, that even he is a forgiving God? Aren't you glad that if we sin, hallelujah, that we have, you know, we have an advocate with God the Father. In other words, to ask God, I'm sorry, forgive me. He says, we confess our sins. He is faithful and just to forgive us our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Praise God. So you know what? Although it appears that maybe your situation might look helpless, but when God speaks, things have to turn around. Oh, yes. When God speaks a situation, hallelujah, a change has to take place. Hallelujah. And guess what? That turnaround, it usually begins right with you, right with me. When God wants to get our attention, oh, he knows how to get our attention. Oh, yes, he does. He knows it because he says, you know that all things are working together for the good of those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. God knows how to get our attention. He knows what it takes to bring us to our knees, and then we will be humble. He knows what it takes that we will be in the spirit of humility. We begin to cry out for help. Hallelujah. He will say, here I am. Here I am. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. Then we begin to cry to God, fix. Glory to God. See, we have to learn how to trust in the Lord with our whole heart and lean not unto our own understanding. And sometimes that's more easily said than done. We are people that like to, you know, say, okay, I got the answer. I got this, Lord. I can do this. I'm going to do it my way. But, you know, God, he'll let us go for a while. But there are times when God knows. He knows what's good for us. He knows the end from the very beginning, and he knows all in between. But thank God he loves us so much that he knows how to get our attention. Praise God. And then when we get to learn to lean on him, as we've gone through all kinds of problems and trials and tribulations and stuff, but God knows he's still going to get the glory out of our lives because he knows what it takes that we'll say, finally says, Lord, I've tried it my way, but God, I'm going to lean on you. For there is nothing too hard for God to do. So we say to Lord, bless me again. Let the power of the Holy Spirit just revive my soul again. Glory to God. Say hallelujah. I ask you again, is there anything too hard for God? God is able to do exceeding and abundantly above all you and I could ask or even think, according to the power of God that's working in us. Ask yourself this question. What has the Lord promised you? Sometimes you get the answer is in his promises. Hallelujah. What has he promised you? I mean, just to name a few, he promised to be with us always, even unto the end of the world. You don't have to be lonely. You don't have to feel like I'm in this by myself, nobody cares, and no one's paying attention to me. God knows. He knows every step that we take. Hallelujah. Even knows our thoughts are far off before we even know them. Praise God. Talking about, is there anything too hard for God? He promised that he would supply all of your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. God promised that no good thing would he withhold from those who walk upright before him and obey him. God promised these things. So why are we so downhearted and saddened and seem like hopeless when we know there is nothing too hard from God? I just said to you that he owns everything. The earth belongs to him. The world and everything that dwells therein, it belongs to him. Even the cattle on a thousand hills, it belongs to God. Hallelujah. Give God the praise for that. He also promised. He promised to keep you and I in perfect peace if we just keep our mind stayed on the Lord. Amen, someone. See, if we confess our sins, I just said that. He is still faithful. He's just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Hallelujah. All we need to do, learn how to humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God. And then God will exalt you in due time. Hallelujah. He will let you know that I am the Lord thy God who healeth thee. What do you stand in need of today? Is your body sick? Are you sick in the mind? Are you sick in your spirit? Are you tired in your soul? Whatever it is before the Lord, God knows that. It's give it to him. Cast all of your cares upon him. Hallelujah. Because he cares for us. There is nothing too hard for God. And just like the example that I just read to you in Jeremiah, yes, the children of Israel disobedient. Yes, they still worship idols and idol gods. Yes, they turned away from the goodness from God, from the things that God had already delivered them. He already brought them out through the Red Sea, brought them through on dry land, gave them food, gave them manna. Hallelujah. He covered them, but yet they were disobedient. But look at the love of God. Look at the patience of God. Look at the restore, the restoration of God. He says that they're going to build houses on this land again. They're going to have it again. The same thing for you and I. Whatever it is that God promised, no matter if we have come short, we all have come short and short of the glory of God, but yet and still, God still loves us. He loves each and every one of us with this everlasting love. And God will restore. God will restore your joy. Perhaps maybe you've lost some joy. Hallelujah. Maybe your peace doesn't seem the way it should be. Hallelujah. But God says you are going to smile again. The joy of the Lord will be your strength. Why? Because God promises in his word. Is there anything too hard for God to do? Lord, do it for me again. Bless me again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Jesus was telling the disciples, he said, but Jesus beheld them, and he said to them, with men, this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible. All things are possible to those who believe. What are you believing God for this year? Perhaps you're trusting and believing God for a closer walk with him. I know I am. Or maybe a greater desire to search the scriptures and study the word of God. Increase understanding of his word. I know I am. Are you believing God to be debt free in spite of inflation? God knows inflation is getting higher and higher all the time. So that you can still be debt free, that be able to be a greater blessing to help to advance the kingdom of God. Oh, yes, I am. Hallelujah. The Lord, as we are reading in our chapter, Psalms 138, it says the Lord will perfect, or he will complete that which concerns you. That's letting us know God cares about us. Amen. Is there anything too hard for God? No, there's nothing too hard for God. Therefore, we can say, Lord, bless me again. Do it again for me. Hallelujah. Like you did the children of Israel. Do it again for me, Lord. Amen. Praise God. I thank God for this word tonight. I know I've been blessed. I was blessed reading it. I was blessed studying it. And I believe that God allowed me to deliver this word just like he gave it to me. And I'm hoping that you have received this word of God. And then the next time you're confronted with obstacles, knowing that there is nothing too hard for God. Hallelujah. He is a delivering God. My God. We're going to go into prayer tonight, and we'll be praying for Sister Sherilyn Brown, who's in Johnson Willis Hospital. We're praying, hallelujah, for Sister Wanda Royal. Praise God. I believe she's in MCV Hospital. We're praying for deliverance, for complete healing. Oh, yeah, Lord, do it again. We're praying for Deacon Mary Brown and Deacon Walter Brown. Glory to God. He is a healer. God is a deliverer. God cares about us. Amen. We continue to send up prayer for Sister Bertha Davis and Sister Betty Ann Davis. We are praying for Mother Dolores Liggins and Reverend Annie Anderson and my good friend Sister Peggy Carruth. I mean, there are so many that are on our sick list. You know, continue prayer for Deacon Robert Cooper and Sister Shirley Cooper. Continued prayer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're believing God. Hallelujah. For his delivering power. My God, we're praying for Deacon Lonnie Johnson. There's just so many that I can't maybe name by name, but God knows who we are. He knows all about it. And we are believing God, you drawing your faith with my faith. Any two or three touching and agreeing, God promised. He promised to be in the midst to bless the needed one. So let's just pray. Our Heavenly Father, we praise you tonight. Oh, yeah, we give your name glory. Hallelujah. We give you honor. Hallelujah. The honor and the glory and the praise, it belongs to you. God, we know you said in your word, hallelujah, that you honor your word even above your name. God, we thank you because you have given us your word. Not only have you given us your word tonight, but God, you've given us your word. Hallelujah, God, that we stand on your promises, knowing that there is nothing too hard for you to do. Father, even those on this line whose bodies are racking with pain, for the doctor has given them their report, hallelujah. But God, we believe, we choose to believe the report of the Lord, that you are the Lord thy God who heals us. We ask that you send your word tonight, and let the healing virtue flow. Let the virtue flow right now. Hallelujah. God, there's no distance in prayer. God, you're everywhere at the same time, Father. And God, let the anointing, hallelujah, of your word, let that word settle down in our heart, that we know that by your stripes we are healed. We are healed spiritually. We are healed naturally. Hallelujah, God. Send healing, deliverance, delivering healing, God. In the name of Jesus, Father, we don't need to send you into the hospital. You're already there, God. We simply need to believe. We simply need to take you at your word, and we stand on your promise. God, we know, God, that you're not a man that you should lie. Neither are you the son of man that you should repent. But if you said it, you're going to do it. If you've spoken, it shall come to pass. So God, help us. We get ourselves in line with your word. Help us to line up with your word. Help us to focus on the promises, God. Help us to stand on the word of God. You told us after we've done all to stand, that we need to stand therefore. Stand strong in you, Lord God. Hallelujah, knowing that we are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ who loved us. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, because, God, you have made us a peculiar people, a royal priesthood. We stand, God, on your promises, knowing, God, that we can come boldly before the throne of grace, and we can find mercy. We can find the answer for whatever is ailing us tonight. We give you praise, God. We thank you, Lord. We We know that there is nothing too hard for you, Father. God, it's not too hard to restore finances. The people that need the finances, God, to try to make ends meet, even in the midst of this high inflation, in this type of economy, God. Oh, God, there is nothing too hard for you, God. Father, we pray and we're believing that doors that have been shut in our faces, God, that you will just open those doors, that you will allow the favor of God to rest upon each and every life, God, that's on this line tonight. Favor of God will open doors that have been shut. Favor of God will help us to receive those things that the world said, no, you can't have. God, we thank you, Lord. We've seen you do it before. We know you can do it again, God. We are a witness, God, that you all things are possible to those who believe tonight. Hallelujah. We come before you, God. We thank you for the peace of God that surpasses all understanding. We thank you, Lord. Those that are in the hospital, give them that peace tonight. Give them that peace, God, that your peace, not like the world gives, but God, you said your peace that you will give that will keep them settled, keep them strong, keep them, God, with the joy filled in their heart, because that is their strength tonight. We thank you, Lord, God, that you all our needs are met according to your riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Father, we thank you tonight. God, we pray for Michael Bolden and praying for his entire family, that God, that you will just bless them, meet every single need that they have. God, even as he's in West Virginia working, God, that you will bring him home safe, God. Oh, God, you occupy all space, God, in the name of Jesus. I pray for Curtis Bolden, Alexis, God, I pray for the children, all our grandchildren. We pray, God, that you will give strength and unity, God, in the name of Jesus. God, you know what we stand in need of. Hallelujah. That you will continue to bless. I pray for Nikki, and I pray for Micah. I pray for the children, Mike, and I pray for Malik, God. God's special prayer I'm offering up, God, not only for my children, for every child of each person that's on this line, huh? The families that represented on this line. You know what we had need of. Fix it, God. Protect them while they're on the school bus. Protect them in the classroom. God, we are praying, God. We are sowing that seed of faith tonight. We know, God, that you will keep them covered under your blood, Father, in the name of Jesus. God, you've said that No weapon that's formed shall be able to prosper. That God, that you will bring us out with that strong arm. Hallelujah. We are blessing you tonight, and your praises shall continually be in our mouth, God. The things that we place our hands to do, God. God, we ask that you bless it. Multiply the blessings, God, in the name of Jesus, in every life here tonight, God. And God, that not only that we just reap blessings upon ourselves, but God, that we would turn those blessings out and reach out to somebody else, that be a help and a blessing to somebody else tonight. We're asking that in the mighty name of Jesus. God, that you would let our light so shine, God, that people might see our good works, but they will glorify you in heaven, Father. Hallelujah. We know we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. For God, there is nothing too hard for you. Bless our church. Bless our pastor. Bless every member of the Peaceful Baptist Church. God, not only our church, all of the churches, God, that are living something. God, to bless those that need to get the power of the word out, God. Bless us, God. Help us, Lord, all over the world. Let the church be the church. Wake us up, God. Hallelujah. To teach your word. Teach your word in its simplicity. Teach your word, God, with power of the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Have your way, Father, and we'll continue to praise you. We'll continue to bless your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Leaders everywhere, bless the leaders, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, remember, God, remember all of those, God, even those that are lawmakers, even those that have no real purpose to doing the right thing. God, we know you're in charge. Hallelujah. The heart of the king, it's still in your hands. So, God, help us to still stand and focus on you, not what the world is saying, but Lord, let us focus on your word, because you said in your word, heaven and earth shall pass away, but your word shall never pass away. And God, we are asking these blessings in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And we believe you. We are standing on your promises tonight, God. We know that there is nothing too hard for you. So God, we thank you and we worship you tonight. We worship you in spirit and in truth. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Glory. I've unmuted this line. So those of you that are in agreement with that prayer, if you prayed that with faith, come on and give God the praise. Thank you, God. Believe in her. Give him that praise. Hallelujah. God, we praise you right now. We worship you. Hallelujah. You're worthy to be praised. We bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. We thank you for your word, God. You're a God of a second chance, God. You're a God that will do it again for us, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you. We thank you for the answer. We bless you, Lord. Hallelujah. Ah, yes, sir. God, we thank you. We feel the anointing. We feel your power tonight. We bless you, Lord. We thank you, God. You are a good God. Hallelujah. We bless you, Lord. God, we thank you. We can't make it without you. God, but we can do all things through Christ. Give us strength. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. And amen. Glory, glory, glory to God. God, we thank you. We thank you right now. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, I thank God. Thank God for you, all of you tonight. Thank you for your hallelujah. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you, Lord. Yes. God honors faithfulness. So I thank you for tuning in, coming on this prayer line this Wednesday night. Hallelujah. And I pray that you continue to be blessed. Praise God that you continue to stand on the promises of God. We can make it. I don't know about you, but I'm determined I can make it. Yes. I can do all things through Christ who gives us strength. I know I can make it, and you can make it. Praise God. Yes. Oh, yeah. We come this far by faith, leaning and depending on God. Amen. Yes. Well, I'm not going to preach no more, but I just bless the Lord tonight. Thank God for you. And we know that we'll look forward to seeing you in the service. And those of you who are not able to make it to service, just know that God is right there. He's ever present with you tonight. Pastor loves you. I love you. But most of all, God loves you most. So continue to look to the hills from which cometh your help. Every one of our help, all of our help, it comes from the Lord. So until next week, God bless you. Be blessed, and God bless you. Have a good night now. Amen. Amen. Good night.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Good night.
Good night.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you. We praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you and praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you.